This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. We're having a special healing session today, and it's an honor to have with me today my friend since, 1994, 24 years, Greg Moore is with us today. Greg works with Andrew Womack Ministries, is director of Charis Bible College in Woodland Park, Colorado. He gives oversight to approximately 750 students on campus and over 6,000 students worldwide, live streaming each week to thousands. Greg travels and teaches in many churches, extension campuses, and internationally as well. Several years ago, I had the privilege of sharing a prophetic word with Greg about a healing ministry, which has certainly come to pass. And so, Greg, I want to welcome you to our Wednesday prayer watch here on BPNRadio.com.
Yeah, great to be with you, Dale. We appreciate you and Gene and all that you do for the kingdom of God and your leadership in our lives and your ministry in our lives have just been transformational.
Thank you very much. And, of course, you've been a tremendous encouragement to our lives. Love you and your wife, Janice, and your kids. And now you've got several grandchildren. But it's been an honor to minister in the church you pastored several years ago in Texas and just be in a relationship with you over the years. And you're always encouraging. So it's good to have you today. It's going to be a wonderful day. Tell us about this new season of your life. I guess you've been there for several years now in Colorado. Tell us about how that came to pass and your maybe a brief overview of your ministry there, what God is doing on your campus and in your ministry, and maybe how you got started in the healing ministry.
Yeah, that's a lot. you know, we're really in a good season of our lives. We pastored Dale for 27 years, and 24 of those were in one place in Decatur, Texas, where, you know, we had the privilege and honor of having you several times and always ministered life to our church body. And we felt a stirring of the Lord in 2010. That he had a new assignment for us. In fact, he spoke to us clearly. He had a new assignment for us, and we just waited upon God. And I was on the board of a large African ministry at the time, and that we were seeing a lot of things happen there, and they actually were looking for a new CEO, and the president came to me and asked me if he. If we would consider overseeing that ministry, and he was going to transition and spend more time with his family and so on. And anyway, long story short, we felt like that was God. We entered into that role. The ministry grew. Things were great. Things happened. God's hand was on it, and the ministry grew financially and numerically and partners and so on. And so we finally turned our church over to a son in the faith, and after 7 months of overseeing both, and we had a great banquet and everything. And 7 weeks after we turned the church over, the president of the ministry came in and fired me. and basically it was over things just grew and the ministry grew, and he wasn't ready to let the ministry let it go. And now I'm in a position I can't go back over and I can't go back and take my church over unless I'm like this guy. And, you know, we were friends. We never had a cross word with each other. And now I'm kind of in a dilemma. What do I do? And, man, I was just seeking God. And we just determined, Dale, that we weren't going to let this man's decision couldn't stop us from the word that God had for us, that he had a new assignment for us. And in fact, I called my good friend Andrew Womack, who had been in our church as well, ministering, and he said, "Oh, Greg," he said, "don't worry about it." He said, "It's just a sign of an insecure leader, jealous of someone doing a better job than them." He said, "You need to take it as a compliment." And I said, "Man, a compliment? I need a job." Anyway, the long story short, 7 weeks later, we took time, Dale, to let God heal our hearts, make sure that we didn't have any ought or unforgiveness in our heart toward this man, and we made a decision that wasn't going to stop us from what God had for us. And 7 weeks later, I'm in Andrew Womack's office, and he's offering me a position in the ministry, and that was 2011, and now I'm the director of Charis Bible College here in Woodland Park, Colorado. We have, as you mentioned, we have 750 students on campus. It's a beautiful campus here. We have 6,000 students online with various extension schools. The things that you prophesied over me, that I'd have a healing ministry that would go from corner to corner and county to county and city to city and throughout the nation and the world, has all come to pass. My books are my book on healing is distributed all over the world, and I'm ministering in city to city and county to county and internationally, and it's just it's a great time of raising up leaders. It's a great time of just seeing fruitfulness in our ministry, and we're thankful for our relationship with you. Partation into our lives, the words you've spoken to us that have just set our feet on the right path and kept us looking in the right direction. We're so thankful for your ministry. And 1994, we've been going through a difficult time, and God used your prayer revival to really revive us and restore our ministry and our joy and our hope. And so we're just thankful. We're thankful to be that God's using us. We're thankful for our relationship with you and Gene, and it's great to be with you today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Greg, for those encouraging words. And, you know, sometimes we sit down and discuss with our wife or ask ourselves, you know, have we really done very much for God, and how many people have we touched? And sometimes I think we minimize maybe the impact or effectiveness that we have. You know, I know that even though I've never been to your campus and never spoken into that ministry directly, I know I have a part of those 750 students on campus and 6,000 students that you have online. I'm a part of that. And so sometimes we try to look and say, well, you know, I haven't done what somebody else has done, or maybe I've not been effective. But you know, when you take the students that you have on campus, online, and then in years to come, as they begin to multiply, receive your impartation, your words, your instruction, and they begin to do probably greater things maybe than even you're doing, then actually you become a part of that, I believe. You become a recipient of their harvest and the seed that you've sown, maybe not directly, but indirectly. And I believe that all of us probably are receiving more of a blessing than we realize, being more effective than we realize. And that's why we just can't measure ourselves with ourselves. I like what you said about it's not you know, you were terminated, fired, and I've said many times, that's not the worst thing that can happen to a person, is to be terminated or fired. I know when I got fired from a radio station, went to another radio station, that's where a man invited me to come to his, to the radio station he was working at, and that's when I got called to preach in Wichita Falls, Texas. So, but you said a sentence that I wrote down, it's not the disappointments that happen in life, it's how we respond to those disappointments.
Yes. Yeah, you know, Dale, things happen in life. You know, you get a word from God, or God speaks to you about a vision or a dream that he wants you to fulfill. It's his invitation into our divine potential, and you know, life happens, or the enemy gets wind of it, and he will, you know, use people to try to hinder you and stop you, or try to get you to get off of the path that God has for you. And I've just determined that, you know, no, the devil can't stop me. No one can stop me from doing the will of God except me.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all standing on someone's shoulders. Someone has helped us to, along the way. And,
yeah,
and that's what happened to us in 1994. We'd gone through another disappointment I call it an involuntary church plant, but it was a church split, and God used your ministry at that time to set our feet back in place and give us peace and give us joy and for the journey. And so we just can't allow life or circumstances to be the determining factor of what God has for us. And a lot of people allow themselves to become offended and hurt, and that opens the door to the enemy to just eat our lunch and as Andrew Womack says, pop the bag. And we've got to keep our eyes on Jesus and forgive and let God heal our hearts. And man, there's so many things that each of us has in terms of possibility and hope, and you know, there, it's not just about you. There are other people, those who are listening today, there are divine appointments and divine connections God has for you, and it's just right on the other side of your storm, right on the other side of the attacks of the enemy. So I just want to encourage people, when Jesus told the disciples to get in the boat and go to the other side, you know, they had a storm on the way to the other side. But on the other side of that storm was a divine appointment of healing of that demoniac. And, you know, on the other side of your storm, there's signs, wonders, and miracles if you keep your heart right.
That's the truth. That is the truth, Andrew. I believe that very, very much. Okay, we had a little microphone problem there, but I've got it under control. That's great. And I talking about prophecy, I know that one word from God can change our life forever. In 2005, Andrew Womack prophesied over me about having a radio station. And, you know, at that moment, Gene and I were traveling almost every week, and we didn't know how that came to pass. But here we are now in our fourth year of broadcasting. And so I do know that one word from God can change our lives forever. And
So I'm
excited, delighted that God does speak to us. And today we're having a healing session. I know you have an incredible healing ministry, and you have written books and materials, and so we want to have a healing session. We're going to pray for the sick. At the close of our prayer time, we're going to take communion. Gene and I are here in the studio, I want you to, when we get through, I want you to pray for the sick. But I know you have some tremendous insight, some revelation concerning healing, and we're going to talk about that today. And I guess, you know, I've got a few questions for you. Is it God's will to heal every time? Is it just sometime, or is it God's will to heal every time?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dale. You know, people present it to me all the time, and they'll use an example of, well, if it was God's will to heal every time, then what about this person or that person that I prayed for that didn't that wasn't healed. But the answer, the simple answer to that is yes. You know, Jesus, when he was approached by the leper that said, "Lord, if you're in Luke chapter 5, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I'm willing, be clean." And Jesus' answer to that leper, you know, the leper was really attributing less than good character to Jesus. So he said, "Look, if you're able, you know, I mean, I know you're able, but are you willing?" And Jesus settled that. He's willing. He went about in Acts 10:38, doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. And so we've got to get that settled in our hearts. Before you can receive healing, you have to know it's the will of God for you to be healed every time, all the time. Otherwise, you couldn't be in faith. If it wasn't his will to heal you every time, you couldn't be in faith that you could be healed any time. And certainly, there are those circumstances where someone is older and they've just decided they want to go home to be with Jesus. Well, that's a different scenario. You know, we have that choice. You know, with a long life, he said he would satisfy us and show us his salvation. Mm-hmm. And so, whenever it's time for you to go home be with the Lord, you can go home to be with him. You don't have to go home to be with him sick, though.
Right.
You can be well. And we've got to settle that in our hearts that it's the will of God to heal every time. And if you don't have that, and I've had so many people question me about this. Well, if it was the will of God, then for everybody to be healed, how come, you know, the hospital's full of folks and so on? But you know, it's the will of God for everyone to be saved. Would you agree, Dale?
Yeah.
And you know, the Bible says it's not his, he's not willing that any perish. And so, yet not everybody is saved. And so the will of God is not automatic. The will of God's got to be appropriated by you and I just agreeing, you know, I'm going to receive. It's as much his will for me to be healed as it is to be saved and have received forgiveness of sins.
Yeah. Well, I agree, because I know that there are some people that are a little confused about that, because I've heard some people pray, "Lord, if it be your will, heal." But we know it is his will, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, my nephew was born with an abnormality in his body, and and this was prior to the time that I knew that it was God's will to heal every time. And the only prayers we knew how to pray at that time, Dale, were "if it be thy will" prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's just a cop out. It's an excuse. It's, you know, we're putting the responsibility back on the Lord when it's clearly Jesus was the express image of the Father. And whatever you see Jesus doing, you know that's the will of God. And but we didn't know that when Ryan was born, and Ryan went to heaven because of our ignorance. But when my son Michael was so sick when he was an infant, we knew the will of God, and we stood on the will of God, and Michael was healed. I believe it was the will of God for Ryan to be healed. We just didn't know it. And we do have something to do with whether or not people receive or not.
I believe that. And you know healing is some people supposedly lose their faith concerning what they declare, you know, "God did not answer this prayer. I prayed for my loved one, and they were not healed. They died." And so there's a lot of people that wrestle with that. So, you know, if we have a loved one, and I've seen it happen in the ministry, we prayed for that person to be healed, and they were not healed on this earth. So share a little bit about that. We pray for someone, and they supposedly don't get healed. How do people respond to that?
Well, you know, Dale, I've prayed for people, and they, you know, they went home to be with the Lord, or they didn't receive. And the real simple answer to that question, why didn't they receive it? I can tell you in three words, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And too many times we've got to, come up with an answer or whatever, but Deuteronomy 29:29 said the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but, the things that are revealed belong to us and our children. And there are a myriad of reasons why people don't receive. Sometimes they just really don't believe that healing, it is God's will to heal every time. They don't understand that healing is as much a part of the atonement as forgiveness of sins. They don't know that. They're ignorant of that. So they're praying, if it be your will, prayers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people get tired of the fight, and they get a vision of heaven and Jesus, and they look at heaven and Jesus, and then they look at you and me, and they mm-hmm. take off, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just, it's like, they get in a struggle, and so, there's not just one reason why people don't receive, but, I've witnessed to a lot of people, the goodness of God and the gospel to people to be born again, and not every person that I've witnessed to has received the Lord. I don't stop witnessing to people, telling them about the possibility of them being saved just because someone else didn't receive.
Right.
It was no less God's will for them to be saved, even if they didn't receive. And so the same thing is true for healing. I'm not going to stop praying for people and believing God for healing and believing it's the will of God for healing just because, Aunt Susie died or, mm-hmm. Something happened that, I can't control. And again, we don't know the reasons why, but I can tell you one thing, Dale, when you and I get to heaven and those, the audience that's listening today, when you get to heaven, I'm going to tell you the first thing that is going to happen when we arrive there. We're gonna look at Jesus and worship him, but then we're gonna say, I see now. You were good. You were right.
Yeah.
You were fair, even though it didn't seem like it. And that's our problem, Dale, is our seamer. The peanut brain between our ears, we don't know everything, and I've stopped asking the question why. If God wants me to know, mm-hmm. why someone went home to be with the Lord early, I'll let him show me, but I am not going to stop praying for the sick.
Right.
Just because they went home to be someone I prayed for went home to be with the Lord earlier, any more than I'm going to stop witnessing to someone that doesn't receive the Lord when I witness to them.
Right. I agree. I concur with what you're saying. Some people are saying, well, if I'd had enough faith, if we just had enough faith, or if the person that we prayed for had enough faith, then they would have been healed. It's many people blame themselves. If I just had prayed more, fasted more, confessed more, if I'd have done more, then maybe if I just had enough faith, maybe my loved one would have been healed. Is that correct?
Well, I think that, that's a great example. I think the problem with that thinking, though, Dale, is we got our focus on ourselves.
Yeah.
Instead of on the cross, instead of on what Jesus has done, we get our focus on, am I doing everything right? Am I pushing every button right? Am I pulling every lever? And what am I doing? And am I doing it right? And man, I hear that desperation in people's voice many times, especially if they have a child who's sick or maybe have cancer or diabetes or something that's mm-hmm. really ravaging their bodies, and you hear the desperation, and they want you to tell them, what am I doing? And mm-hmm. I try to get people focus off of themselves and what they're doing right or what they're doing wrong, and get their focus on Jesus and what he did for us.
Yeah.
it's not so much what we're doing that matters.
Mm-hmm.
It's our focus on Jesus and what he did for us 2,000 years ago and his love for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, if you get your focus on the Lord and look at him and see what he did for you and start praising him and thanking him and focusing on his love for you,
mm-hmm.
rather than on what you're doing right or wrong, if you need to be doing something, if you need to, you know, be confessing something or getting into the Word more or whatever, the Lord's going to show you that, Dale.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to hold out on you because you don't of your ignorance or you don't know what to do or whatever. And certainly, it's important to get knowledge and you know, read good books and hear things about healing. But you know, in the wilderness, the children of Israel were murmuring against God, and man, there was a plague, and because of their unbelief, and God lifted up. He told Moses to put a serpent on a pole, and he said, everybody who looks at that serpent will live. And that was a type of Jesus on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And if we'll look at Jesus and what he did for us, instead of focusing on, you know, am I doing everything right? Am I confessing enough scripture? Am I doing this or that? I just think many times people's focus is wrong. It's on themselves instead mm-hmm. of on Jesus.
I believe that, Greg. And I believe that's a releasing word. I believe there's so many Christians today who just feel like, you know, if I had more faith, I'm repeating myself a little bit. If I had more faith, if I had prayed more, if I'd have fasted 40 days, if I would made more confession, or maybe there was something on my life. And so we embrace all of this guilt and condemnation and self-blame, which eventually I believe leads to self-hate. And it's just an attack of the devil, the enemy, to destroy people's faith. And I know that our faith must not be in our faith in God. So, wow, I love what you're saying.
You know, the devil's going to take all that condemnation and guilt and just stick it in your hand and,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't even need to work anymore. You're beating yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Over those things, and that's just not that's not God's way or his plan at all, Dale.
Right. Yeah, I believe there's a lot of Christians that you know, it gets stuck in their hand, then in their ear, then in their head, their mind, and it's a tormenting spirit, and it can lead to bitterness and additional sickness in our own lives. So I believe that's a freeing word, that God wants us to be healed, and we need to keep looking at the cross, at the name of Jesus. And you know, I believe that everybody that we pray for gets healed. It may be on earth, it may be in heaven, you know, because when a person's breath leaves their body, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So there's an instantaneous healing. And I know there's some people that don't want to be healed on earth. They want to be healed in heaven. There was a pastor that I ministered for in California for several years, and I called him to pray for him. He was only 54 years old, and he said to me, Dale, don't pray for me. I want to go to heaven. I'm ready to go to heaven. I said, well, you're young, Larry. I said, no. He said, no. I want to go to heaven. Don't pray for me. So there are some people, I believe, that want to go to heaven while they're enjoying the new body and all of the glories of heaven. They leave loved ones that are suffering with guilt and shame and condemnation, and so it's not right. So I know that's a very freeing word, and maybe in a little while you can pray with people about that. But
absolutely.
What about people that have been believing for healing for several years, several months, or even several years, and they've not seen any improvement in their condition? What are they doing wrong? What could they do different?
Yeah, you know, chronic problems, chronic sicknesses, it basically leads into unbelief because we haven't seen any improvement, and so we just kind of get into agreement with that's going to be the status quo. But you know what I encourage people to do, I mean, I've had some chronic things in my own body that, you know, it seems to be a bigger struggle, with. But, I take people to, Isaiah 53, verse 1. It says, "Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Well, the arm of the Lord is the power of God. The healing includes the healing power of God. And the real key to receiving that power, even in a situation where there's been it's been that way a long time, is we've got to exalt the truth of God's report above the facts of what's going on in our bodies. And Dale, what a lot of times what we do is I received a report in 1977 that I had cancer in my body. The doctors removed a growth from my neck and said I would need to, they didn't need to remove my thyroid and didn't know if they could save my voice box. And so, you get that word of cancer, the C word, and it's that carries many times authority with us, where we start, we actually put more faith in the word of a doctor, because he's got all this training in medical science and so on, and so people place a greater authority to the word of a doctor or the symptoms that are going on in your body that have been that way a long time, more than the word of God. And I just had to, in that case, in other cases, like my son Michael, who had a muscular arthritic condition, the doctor said, he would never walk again. He wouldn't live past 10 years old. We had to just hold the report of the Lord higher and value it higher than what was going on in Michael's body, what was going on in my body, what the doctor told me. We have to exalt God, the truth, God's word, God's report, above every other report. And so many times, unconsciously, that's where people are. They end up agreeing with you've got cancer, you're going to die, well, we're all going to die sometime, right? You don't have to die of cancer. And I just held up the word of God that said, by his stripes I was healed, above the word of the doctor that said I had cancer. We did the same thing with Michael, and in both of those instances, I saw a miracle in my body, and it was a process of time with Michael, that he was healed. And the other thing that happens is we put too many times, I know I did this when I was younger, we put too much emphasis or all of our healing eggs in the instantaneous healing basket. I believe God's going to heal, but when the evangelist or when Brother Dale lays his hands on me, I'm believing, I'm receiving, but if you don't see it right then, then you give up, you let go. And that's where a lot of people are. They didn't see it instantaneously happen, but because we see so many times Jesus healed, when he healed people, most of the people received instantaneously. My answer to that is, I'm not Jesus and neither are you. And he dealt with unbelief in his life. But I can tell you one other thing. You can't receive from God. You cannot receive, Dale and an audience that's listening to that today. You cannot receive healing with your eyes on the calendar or the clock.
That's right. That's right.
You've got to put your eyes back on Jesus, on what he did for you. And I'd like to receive instantaneously every time, but my experience is what Jesus told the disciples: they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Most healing is a recovery; it's a process, not instantaneous. And so people give up too early; they give up too easily when it doesn't happen right away. And I just encourage folks to listen. You just keep exalting what Jesus did. You keep exalting the word above the report in your body, and you hold on to that. You know, you hold on to what God has told you to, in His Word, and then you keep believing. Well, how long do we have to believe? Well, I believe that Jesus died and rose again. Do you believe that, Dale?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but did you see the event?
I hear what you're saying.
You didn't witness that event. You weren't there.
Yeah.
And I believe that when I die, I'm going to heaven.
Yes.
You believe that?
Absolutely.
But have you been there?
I've not been to heaven.
I believe my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
But, I've never seen the book.
Right.
And, you know, so for our very eternal existence is based on an event that happened that we didn't see, and a place we're going we've never been, a book where our name's written in we've never seen, and our very eternal existence is based on those things, yet we still believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And yet someone is struggling and sweating a little bit of healing that they haven't seen, mm-hmm. because it hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, we're believers. Believers believe.
Yeah.
And we need to keep believing. Well, how long do you believe? Well, man, I'm believing until I go home to be with Jesus.
Yeah.
And we just need to keep our faith in the Lord and keep speaking the word and lifting up his report. And I'm a believer, man. I'm going to keep believing.
Yeah.
And we'll see. If you keep, you can't exalt the truth of God's word above the facts,
right.
of whatever the doctor said or what's going on in your body and not be healed. You keep holding on to that and you'll be healed.
I believe that. We're going to take a station break here in just a moment. I have one final important question to ask you, and then we're going to have you to pray for the sick. But I want to remind everybody, you're listening to BPNradio.com. We're going to take a station break. We're here with Greg Moore, director of Charis Bible College in Woodland Park, Colorado. We're going to take a station break and be right back.
This is BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Well, good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com. Here on the Wednesday Prayer Watch, Dale Gentry, your host, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. And I want to remind you that this program will be replayed this afternoon at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, that's Central Time, Texas Time, on BPNradio.com. So you tell your friends if they happen to miss the broadcast today that it will be replayed. It's good to have Greg Moore on with us, and this is a special healing session. And Greg has been a longtime friend of mine, a tremendous blessing to Gene and I, our lives, and our ministry. And I believe some people are going to be healed today. Greg, it's really great to have you on. Before we go any further, how can people get your books? How can they make contact with you? And if they're interested in Charis Bible College, give us some information before we go any further.
Yeah, sure. You can go to just Greg Moore, my name, GREGMOHR, .org. And you can get to my website, and I've got a book called Your Healing Door that covers a lot of the things we've been talking about today. I've also got a book called Prosperous Soul that help people to deal with the soulish part of their heart and get things right and line it up with the word and their spirit, and where it really helps in the healing process. Actually, a lot of people fail to receive healing because they got unforgiveness or bitterness or something else, offense or something like that in their soul, and it blocks off the life that comes from their spirit. And
mm-hmm.
so they can go you can go online and get that those materials, and you can also go on charisbiblecollege.org. Charis Bible College is CHARIS bible college.org, and you can go on archives. We've got healing school here every week, Thursday at 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. Mountain Standard Time,
mm-hmm.
and you can go on and get the archives of of our healing school and several other conference materials, and I teach at the healing school quite a bit, so go on and check us out. That'd be great.
Okay, well, that's good. And Greg Mohr, that's M-O-H-R. And I have one other question. We want to leave some time to pray for the sick. And I know some people are going to my Facebook page right now, either Dale Gentry or Dale W. Gentry, and leaving their prayer request. And we'll pray for some people. You can pray for some people, and I'll agree with you, that may want to send in a special request. That's Dale Gentry Facebook or Dale W. Gentry. One other question before I have you, I'm going to play a healing song, and then I'm going to have you to pray for the sick. But there's a lot of people that says, well, can I have faith and take medicine at the same time? What about going to the doctor? What about having surgery? Does that erase my faith? How does that work? Does medical science and a prayer, does that go together? How does that work?
Well, I believe it does, Dale. I believe I don't think our faith should be in whether or not we go to the doctor, whether we take medicine or not, or whether we have the surgery. I think faith comes by Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And my pastor years ago, John Osteen, who's Joel's dad, who's gone on to be with the Lord now, he had a heart attack in 1975, I believe, and he went to the hospital. They said you need open heart surgery, and the Lord spoke to him. He heard from God, leave the hospital, take care of your body, you'll be healed, and he did, and he was. But then in 1986, he had another heart attack. And this time the Lord said, have the surgery. And, a lot of people were condemning him for, not trusting God supposedly and so on. But, in each case, he heard the Lord. And the Lord is the Lord of our bodies. The only one that has authority over my body is besides myself, is the Lord and my wife. And so I'm going to check with the authorities of my body about what to do with it. And so sometimes I've had God tell me, go to the doctor right away. Other times, I've had him tell me, don't take any more of that medicine. It's not going to be good for you. The real key is inside our relationship with the Lord is to hear from him. And, when John Osteen came out of the hospital that second time, he addressed the judgments and condemnations and accusations he was getting from people. And he said, look, I heard from God. My faith is in hearing. It's not whether I take medicine or not or have a surgery or not.
Yeah.
And he said, my doctrine is living. So don't be condemned about going to the doctor. Don't, too many times we demonize the natural realm. Don't be condemned about taking medicine. In fact, Proverbs 17:22 says a merry heart does good like a medicine.
Like a medicine, yeah.
So, God attributes the medicine as good, not bad. And obviously not every medicine would be good for you. You need to pray and seek God and get God involved in this. And whatever you hear, then do that. But then don't make medicine or the doctors your primary source. Look to God. The doctors can help us, but we want to look to God and stand on his word.
Greg Mohr, that really helps me. I believe it helps all of us, and really appreciate your insight there. I believe in divine healing. I know that God has healed you and your family. He's healed Gene and I and our family. And in just a moment, I'm going to have you to pray for the sick. And I'll let you pray for my wife, first of all. She's in the studio with me, and she's suffered, she's had this numbness on her face now for several months. And actually, the medical science has not been able to determine what's actually wrong with her. There's a numbness and tingling. I'll let you pray for her. But we're going to play a healing song by a friend of ours, Carla Curly Rains, called The Healing Jesus. And then we're going to be right back, and Greg Mohr is going to pray for the sick.
Thank you. When walking by the sea, come and follow me, Jesus calls. Then all through Galilee, the sick and the diseased, he healed them all. Jesus hasn't changed, his power is still the same as when he walked the shore. This God of yesterday, he's still the healing Jesus, now and evermore. What a healing Jesus I found in you. You're my healing.
Okay, there you have our friend Carla Curley Craft. Carla Curley Craft, Healing Jesus. Okay, Greg Moore, I'm going to let you pray, and you might just want to start off praying for Jean Gentry. She's here and in the studio with me today, and I'm just going to join my faith with your faith, and we'll pray for Jean, and then you can start praying for whoever may be listening today.
Yeah, you know, Dale, I'm just sensing as we were here listening to that song, there I've got some words of knowledge for some people. There's some people that are being healed of tumors. All kinds of cancers and tumors are drying up because of God's love and His healing power today. And there's people with diabetes that are being healed. The Lord's healing diabetes, endometriosis, all kinds of cysts, and problems with your ovaries. God's healing someone who's had problems with their a menstrual cycle. The Lord's healing that. You'll be able to conceive now and have a child. God's healing people that have allergies, all kinds of allergies, food allergies, all types of allergies are being healed. The Lord's healing power is working, Dale, because He's confirming His word with signs following. And so, Lord, I agree right now with Dale for his wife, Jean, and we just command this numbness to leave her face, and we command wholeness into her body. We speak resurrection life into Jean Gentry right now in Jesus' name. We command wholeness to her body, wholeness to all of her system, and we speak the same resurrection life to everyone that's listening. Lord, let their focus be upon You. You're the healer, Jesus. It's not us. We just cooperate with You. It's not up to us what we do or don't do, other than the fact that we just walk in the authority You've given us. And healing is no problem, any more than receiving forgiveness of sins. And I release the healing virtue of Jesus into every body that's listening today. Father, I thank You for all these things that are happening. You're confirming Your word with signs following. You're making people whole. Pain, stop. Sickness, leave. Healing, come in Jesus' name. And Father, we rejoice and release this healing power that's operating in every person that's listening. And Father, give them the courage and the boldness just to stand on Your word and not give up until it's manifested. And we just bless You, Jesus, and thank You for your great healing power.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
We've had some requests coming in. Would you pray for Pia, P-I-A, Pia in Lake Worth, Florida, who needs healing today?
Father, we bless Pia. We speak that same resurrection. I speak resurrection life to you, Pia. I command the healing virtue of Jesus to manifest in your physical body. Just receive that and focus on the Lord and praise Him, and you're going to see the manifestation of that healing.
Okay. Lisa from Texas, she needs healing right now. Lisa.
Well, Father, we just bless Lisa. Lisa, I speak the life of Jesus, the same resurrection life of Jesus that raised Him from the dead, raises you up from this condition, makes you whole. We command pain to leave and healing to come. And Father, I just pray that You help Lisa keep her focus and her eyes on You as she receives the healing You've provided for her, in Jesus' name.
I agree, in Jesus' name. And Annabelle from Monroe, Washington, wants you to pray for her sister Marisol, who has cancer. Marisol is her name, Marisol.
Well, Father, we agree with Maribel, and we curse the cancer in Marisol's body. You cannot live. Cancer, you are an enemy. You are a trespasser, and you cannot live in Marisol's body. We rebuke you. We cast you out of her body. We command that cancer to dissolve and the resurrection life of Jesus to be made manifest. We agree with Maribel's faith, Lord, for her sister's healing in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Elaine has sent in a request, and she needs a breakthrough in her life, her health. She's in Palm Beach County, Florida. Elaine.
Well, Father, we just agree with Elaine for a breakthrough. You're the God of the breakthrough. Dale Gentry preaches that so much. You've got breakthrough and breakout for us. And so we just agree, Father, for Elaine that she's going to experience this breakthrough and wholeness and life in her body. And I just speak peace to you, Elaine, in Jesus' name.
Yes. Lynn needs prayer for her son and daughter-in-law. Lynn is from California. And their names are Rick and Lynn. Pray for Rick and Lynn.
Well, Father, we agree with Lynn for Rick and Lynn. And we pray healing in their lives, healing in their bodies, healing in their marriage and their relationship. And Lord, the will of God, we declare the will of God, kingdom of God come, will of God be done in Rick and Lynn. We agree, Father, with Lynn for this in Jesus' name.
And Jessica, from I believe she's in Wisconsin. Jessica needs prayer today.
Father, we bless Jessica. Father, help her focus to become you and not her problem. Jessica, I just speak to you your problem is not the problem. You just get your focus on the Lord and not on your problem, and God's going to give you the answer. He's already released it to you. So I also speak healing to you in Jesus' name.
There is two boys that need prayer. Tammy and Matthew Logan need prayer for their two grandsons, 12 and 8, that were critically injured, ran over by a car that was going 51 miles an hour. They're in the hospital intensive care in Montgomery, Alabama. Their names are Logan and Colton. Logan and Colton.
Well, Father, we agree with Tammy for Logan and Colton, and we just command wholeness to them right now. We speak wholeness and life to them. We declare they'll not die but live, and declare the works of the Lord. And this attack of the enemy is going to turn out for a testimony, and we agree, Father, in Jesus' name.
I agree with you, Greg, and Candy from Youngsville, Louisiana, needs prayer right now. Candy from Youngsville, Louisiana.
And Candy, we just want you to know Jesus loves you. Man, he's got it all under control. You just trust him, and he's gonna perfect everything that concerns you. And we just agree, Father, you're working out everything for her good as she trusts you, as Candy trusts you, in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Well, Greg, would you just like to pray for everyone? Maybe they didn't send their name in, but they're just believing for a healing, a miracle today. Would you just like to pray for those that are listening today, and they need a healing, they need a miracle in their lives, or they are standing in for someone to be healed? Just however you want to pray.
Amen.
Before we let you go and take communion.
Well, Father, I thank you that you said faith, your word says faith works by love. And that's not walking in love, it's understanding we're loved. And so I'm praying, Father, for this audience today. First of all, they're so faithful, listening and supporting Dale Gentry, this radio network. And the Lord's pleasure is over your life. And for obeying him, for supporting this network. And then, Father, I'm praying for revelation of your love for every person. Their faith will get a big boost out of just understanding and knowing your care for them, Father, your love for them. And I release that revelation of your great unconditional love for each one. And healing is no problem. And so we agree with everyone that's listening. Father, every need that's represented, every malady that's in everybody, we command it to leave, and we release the healing power and virtue of Jesus to touch every person that's listening. Manifest your healing power through your love, Lord, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Greg Moore, wow, thank you for giving us an hour of your time. I know you're a very busy man, and we've had you scheduled for quite some time. I know there's some other people that had sent their names in, but Gene and I will be praying for these people as well. God bless you, Greg.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless.